Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Farm Credit Canada Principal Economist Craig Klemmer. Thanks for joining us, Craig.
Thanks for having me.
Farm Credit Canada is advising the agriculture sector to be prepared for higher interest rates. First of all, when it comes to the overall financial situation within agriculture in Canada, how healthy are things at this point, and what are the key factors influencing the financial situation on Canadian farms?
Yeah, I think if we look at the aggregate numbers, which obviously are going to mass sector by sector, I think Canadian agriculture is in a fairly good spot. If we look at where we're sitting in 2020, we did see growth in farm debt and farm debt increased, by 5.9% this last year to $121.9 billion. So that's, it's a big number. So when we talk about interest rate increases, it's going to definitely have an impact on the health of Canadian agriculture and the amount of money that's going into servicing that debt. That being said, though, and when we look at these numbers and kind of put it into context, it's interesting to note, or I think it was pretty interesting to note, that if over the last 10 years, on average, farm debt has grown about 6.5%. So we did see some pretty strong, large increases in farm debt again this year, but it was at a slower rate than what we've seen over the last 10 years on average. And then I guess what's been a positive story, though, to help service that debt is that farm cash receipts overall climbed 8.3%. So we did see farm revenue increasing at a faster rate than we saw debt increase here in 2020. So that's kind of why we're seeing that story, that overall picture that Canadian agriculture farm financial health has improved in 2020 and in a fairly good spot right now.
What do the economic indicators suggest moving forward for the agricultural economy and why? And how do things vary from sector to sector?
Yeah, so I mean, when we think about Western Canada here right now, on the positive, I think that a couple of really good news stories, commodity prices are really strong right now. So that's going to continue to support revenue, providing we do get a fairly good crop here. So from the grains and oilseed side of things, that had really good growth in 2020. And with current commodity prices, we're looking at extremely strong revenues here in 2021 again. And as I mentioned, depending, as long as we get a good crop off. One of the things that we did see on a challenge side of things for the industry is on the livestock sector. We had plant closures impacting cattle and hog prices in Western Canada and the returns that we're getting there. As the economies reopen, as COVID becomes less of an issue, we haven't had those same disruptions. We're current in terms of processing. And those are all good news stories. There's still fairly strong or good demand for beef and pork domestically and in the international market. So I think those are all going to be positive things that we see improvement on the industry. The big question is going to be on the input costs. And, we are seeing rising input costs, whether it's fertilizer prices coming in for the grain oilseed sector. And obviously these high commodity prices for grains and oilseeds means high feed costs for livestock producers. So, there's a bit of a mixed story there. There's a bit of caution there that people need to be considering going forward. But overall, I think we're in a good spot right now to weather these challenges. And depending on which part of the industry you are, there's some reasons to be optimistic. But I think there's going to be that cautiousness that we need to think about as we're making future investments and the potential impact of higher interest rates on those investments as well.
Looking specifically at the swine sector, what have we been seeing in terms of challenges, opportunities, and where does the situation sit at this point?
Yeah, it's gone through quite a little wild ride here in the swine industry for sure. Kind of looking back, we had, COVID disruptions, plant closures that really hurt pricing as we saw some inventory build up. As we saw that recovery, we saw some really good growth and some significant improvements in margins for the hog industry. At the same time, those margins were offset partially because of higher feed costs. I think we're sitting with quite a bit of optimism, and then we got some news about the hog herd in China being near pre-pandemic levels, and that's been putting and weighing down prices right now for producers. So, moving forward, I guess it's a bit of a mixed story. There's still a little bit of uncertainty about what that global supply of pork is going to be. I think there's some, you know, some skepticism about some of the numbers out there, but it has impacted pricing. You know, if we look at where we are right now, I think the industry is, you know, the bottlenecks of processing have been removed, so that's a reason to be happy and optimistic. There's still some very strong demand for pork domestically as well, and there is strong demand in the international markets. There's still some disruptions out there that are creating opportunities for Canadian exports. So I think there's some things that we can be really happy about, and like I said, with other sectors, there's some things that are some watch-out factors, high feed costs, and really trying to weigh what this overall global demand is going to look like, and what are those true numbers of inventories out there.
What are the expectations in terms of interest rates moving forward, and what impact will that have?
Yeah, so you know, I think, you know, big picture, the expectation is that interest rates are going to continue to increase. You know, we saw the Bank of Canada make announcements that they're going to increase rates in the latter half of 2022. We did see recently the Federal Reserve is also looking to move rates higher in the U.S. And those things are both important key indicators if we think about where interest rates are rising. You know, if we're looking more immediate, what are some signals that you might look for? Inflationary numbers are obviously one of the big factors to look at. So as we see higher inflation, if it continues to run above the 2%, that there could be reasons that interest rates move up quicker than expectations. And those are being kind of fueled by bottlenecks and strong consumer demand. And that could create, you know, inflationary pressure. So it's something that we're going to need to monitor. Do we see these bottlenecks and, you know, demand to kind of soften and see that kind of subside for the second half of 2021, or do we continue to see those high demand for products and we see inflation continue to rise above 2%? And if it does remain higher than that 2%, look for rates to increase a little bit quicker than we'd expect. And we've already started seeing that. If we look at the bond markets and where things are going, we have seen some upward pressure on interest rates already this year.
What are the recommendations moving forward?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, when we look at the overall picture, interest rates remain favorable for investments, and they, you know, we're not going to see this rapid increase isn't the expectation. So I guess I would say it's about having a balanced view. Lean on your trusted partners, whether it's your financial institution, other business partners, your accountant as well, and have those conversations. What makes the most sense for you? There are some opportunities. I mean, one thing that you can look at is locking in a portion or all of your farm debt, depending on what that risk tolerance is and what the sensitivity you are to rising interest rates. So, you know, if a person looking at longer term money, that's we've seen some increases already, 5, 7, 10 year money, there might be an opportunity or it might make sense for your operation to lock in some of those investments, whether it's a swine barn or some future improvements in the agriculture processing facilities on the farm. Or you're looking to make some land purchases. But it also may make sense to continue keeping rates floating. There's no really right answer. It's just managing that cash flow and how resilient you are and your business is going to be to those changes in the overall operating environment and interest rates and overall farm health as a result of that.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think we covered most of it. I think, you know, at the end of the day, Canadian agriculture has always been a very agile and very resilient industry, and we continue to see that. And, you know, interest rates is one of the things that are should be top of mind for many operations, and I think it's really important to keep an eye on that and how that's going to impact your business and play a bit of that what-if scenarios. And really, it's about protecting the long-term health and making sure you have sufficient working capital and a good financial health moving forward.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Bruce. Have a great day.
You too. Our guest has been Farm Credit Canada Principal Economist Craig Klemmer. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.